Father, we give you the praise. Lift your right hand and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. There was an aspect of the conference that we needed to touch a little bit. And then we round off this morning. 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 9. First Peter 2 and in verse 9. He said, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness unto his marvelous light. The Lord bless his word. In Jesus' precious name. I want to just speak very quickly before we pronounce power for change. The subject called unto priesthood. Called unto priesthood. We saw throughout the convention, the bulk of what we have seen in the convention was our calling unto kingship, our calling unto royalty, our calling unto leadership. And we saw very, very many things we never knew or heard about concerning leadership. And many people are asking us, can we have a book? Some people say, can we have books on this leadership? Is there any more reference books you want to give us? First of all, there is a book coming out on leadership shortly. It should have been out in the convention, but I think there was a slight delay. Number two, the teaching that was given during the conference is also going to produce a book out of that. So watch out for them, and it's going to be helpful. But this moment, we have a calling not just unto kingship, but unto priesthood. I believe it was in Revelation chapter 5 and in verse 10, where the Bible said that God has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Two assignments, this objective this morning. Number one is to understand the duty of the priest. And number two, to understand our qualification for priesthood. So understanding the duty of priesthood, and then understanding our qualification for priesthood. Understanding the duty of priesthood. Understanding our qualification for priesthood. If I have the assignment of being a priest, what are my duty or job descriptions? Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 8. Deuteronomy 10 and in verse 8, he said, at that time, the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to minister unto him, and to bless in his name unto this day. The Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to minister to him, to bless in his name. What is the duty of the priest? Number one, to bear the ark of the covenant. The priest has a duty of carrying the presence of God. He is a divine presence carrier. And so, if you are a priest as a child of God, you are to be a carrier of the presence of God. That is, people should feel God as they come around you. Your family should feel God because of you. Please sit down. Sit down. You don't have to stand because of those at your back. People who work in your office should feel God's presence when they come around you. People in the same class with you should feel the presence of God when they come around you. Everybody should confirm that there is something different about you as a priest. There are so many Christians today, nobody feels anything around them. Or if they feel anything, they feel the flesh. They feel seduction. They feel arrogance. They feel they encounter the pride in the man, the vanity in the woman. But your duty as a priest is not complete until somebody feel God when they come close to you. The Ark of the Covenant is the symbol of the presence of God. To bear the Ark of the Covenant. What is the duty of the priest? Number two, to stand before the Lord to minister to him. To stand before the Lord to minister to him. Every child of God has a duty to minister to the Lord. To stand before the Lord to minister to him. For some of us who are pastors, you have no right to minister to the people if you are not ministering to God. What does it mean to minister to the Lord? Acts chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. The Bible said, now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. He said, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, what is ministering to the Lord? If the Living Bible, the New International Version, and other translations says, as they worshipped the Lord and fasted. As these men were worshipping and fasting. Ministering to the Lord is bringing pleasure to God with your worship. Offering the sacrifices of worship. Offering the sacrifices of praise. Enjoying and encountering God in the climate of communion. The duty of the priest. You know, the priest in the Old Testament, they offer sacrifices and they offer these things. Very, very important. It is the duty of the priest to minister to the Lord. To minister to the Lord. To minister to the Lord. When was the last time you ministered to the Lord? You didn't go to the closet to ask God for anything. Lord, I'm here today not to ask for money, to ask for a car, a house, a job, a husband, a wife. I am here today to just tell you how much I love you, how much I appreciate you, how much I value you, and what you mean to my life. To stand before the Lord, to minister unto him. Number three, duty of the priest, according to Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 8, is to bless in the name of the Lord. To bless in his name. What is the duty of the priest? Number three, you have the duty of blessing your generation in the name of the Lord. being a blessing to your generation in the name of the Lord. That is why when some of us stand, our heart is filled with ensuring that you do well. Many people send me text messages. They say, thank you for your love for God and love for God's people. Do you know what it takes to stand up every midnight and be praying? Do you know what it entails to trust God for a word that will address somebody's issue every night? And not one person. And hear it accurately. You know what it trust? If you think it's cheap, try it. One of my brothers told me many years ago, he said, I pity you. I said, why? He said, because I'm thinking that the time may come when you have nothing to say again. Yeah, now, he didn't mean bad. He was genuinely concerned. Say, how can you be talking every day? Won't the time come when you don't have any, you have said everything you need to say? One man came from Zambia many years ago. He followed us to our church dedication. I think it was in Adoden. Elvis was pastoring that branch in Adoden. As I was preaching, Dr. Mr. Nenche was writing and writing and writing. The man looked at him from Zambia and said, is he not your husband? He said, don't you listen to him all the time? What are you writing again? She said, I have been listening to him for 20-something years. He said, there is something new to write all the time. That's what she told him. He said, I've been listening to him for 20-something years. There is something new to write all the time. I'd like you to make up your mind. You may not be a preacher. You may not be a teacher, but be a blessing. A blessing at the place of soul winning. A blessing at the place of encouraging somebody, counseling somebody, being in a prayer of agreement with somebody, doing something that touches somebody's life is the duty of the priest. Blessing in the name of God. Don't be just a receiver, be a blesser. Don't be just a container, be a conductor. Out of the blessing God gives you in the church, the words you hear, the impact you receive, there is something to touch. There is somebody to touch with what you experience. He said the duty of the priest is to bless in the name of the Lord. Look at somebody by your side. Say, I bless you in the name of the Lord. Say, you are blessed. I wish you well. May it go well with you. May you not fail. May your enemies not succeed. Stand up on your feet. I like you to wholeheartedly, if I say do it to 10 people, it will be too long. But out of the depth of your heart, Equity Central, that's great. Out of the depth of your heart and affection, speak to 3 people. Anything, you see, one of my greatest prayers is to tell God, my Father and the Lord, brothers and friends in ministry, Lord, make them, help them to be all you have in mind for them to be. May they not drop. May they not be less. May the enemy not prevail against them. From the depth of my, because if I say you should reach there, no devil can stop me here. If I say it should be well with you, I mean it from my heart. No devil can say it should be bad with me. Preach to somebody about your souls.
Be a blessing financially. Be a blessing in encouragement. Be a blessing in intercession. Be a blessing in one way or the other. So for three people around you, tell them it is well with you. You will not fail. You won't fall short. Your enemies will not prevail. They won't see your shame. They won't see your reproach.
Don't do it in a hurry. Say it a minute. I see husband and wife blessing each other. That's perfect. Bless someone. Declare upon them. It is well with you. The enemy will not exert upon you. The son of wickedness will not afflict you. Their agenda will not succeed. Their plans will fail. Their purposes shall be frustrated. Go ahead. It is well with you. You will do well. You will not fail. Enemy will not see your shame. The force of hell will not see your reproach. The perfect plan of God for your life shall come to pass. You shall be everything God wants you to be. You shall reach where God wants you to reach. Failure is not an option. You shall arise and you shall shine. For your light is come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Somebody give the Lord a big... All right, you are still on. Give the Lord a praise. I want you to know that there is faith in seed. When the Oral Roberts calls it the seed faith principle. When the farmer puts a seed in the ground, he doesn't need extra prayer to know that it will bring forth harvest. There are times we have planted seed and say, Lord, I am trusting you for this and I am releasing this with faith, believing that you will answer me. Seed triggers faith automatically. So when you say it is well with you, it's a seed that says it cannot be bad with me. It's a seed that says, no, the devil that can take me out. When you say you will fulfill your days, and you mean it, you are telling somebody with passion. You are saying the devil that can take me out before my time has not been born. So finally, do it with a seed mentality now. You wish them well, but let it be a seed mentality. You will fulfill your days. You will do well. The enemy, just one person now. The enemy will not prevail against you. The enemy will not succeed against you. You cannot fail. Everything you are trusting God for yourself, tell it to that person. What you want God to do for you, tell it to that person. What you are believing God for, tell it to that person. What you are trusting God for your life, tell it to that person. Ikabayadaya hasedios. Lite peperete sete sede ya la 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 la. Larata seta rata sana gaga la 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 la. Iata sata yala 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 yala. Lite sete peperada yala 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 yala. Lata sata kada gaya gada gala yala yala yala. The enemy has failed. The agenda of heaven, of hell has failed. The agenda of heaven shall be fulfilled in your life. Are you done? Mashataka laya daya dahara daya. You are done. You wave your hands and give him the praise if you are done. Nahashedidi. Leperete sida. Kanaya laya la la la. It's a new day. It's a new season. Fresh grace. Fresh help. Fresh mercy. It's a new day. It's a new season. La parate setele ya dahura dasi. Leteperete sina kakala la la. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Somebody bless, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat 1 minute. The priest's duty is to bear the ark of the covenant. That's the presence of God. To stand before the Lord, to minister to him. Number 3, to bless in the name of the Lord. Number 4, to have lips that keep knowledge. Or rather, to be the custodian of the knowledge of God. Of the knowledge of God and his word. To be a custodian of the knowledge of God and his word. The priests are the custodians of the knowledge of God and his word. Malachi chapter 2 and in verse 7. It said, for the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. The priest's lips should keep knowledge. Every priest, and all of us are priests at some levels. We're a kingdom of priests. All of us may not be preachers or pastors, right? But at the baseline level, in the same way that not all Levites are the high priests, but we are all at that level. We are to be the custodian of the knowledge. That is, as a child of God, you are not permitted to be empty of word. You are designed to be a depot of the word of God. Don't just be a Sunday Christian. Don't just be one who only comes to church on Sundays. A depot of the word of God, a depot. Somebody say a loud amen. In your class, you must be like a walking Bible, a mobile message to be the custodian of the knowledge of God and his word. Number 5, to be the person from whom people seek the knowledge of God. And the people shall seek and they should seek the law at his mouth. To be the person from whom the people seek the knowledge of God. That is, two people are arguing. You are the child of God there. They say, let's ask him. If you are not in that realm
where unbelievers can ask you clarity about scriptures. You have not started. Colleagues at work. Sorry, Brother John, Sister Jane. There's an argument. Can you clarify? You know, we are not as religious as you. What is the Bible saying here? You don't have to be a pastor. All you have to be is a priest. You must come to that point where people end their argument from the words of your mouth. Where they seek clarity out of the words that come out of your mouth. Not as a pastor, as a regular child of God. To be a person from whom people seek the knowledge of God. Number six, to be a messenger for the Almighty. A messenger. For he is the priest, is a messenger. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. That is, God is sending you to the lost. He's sending you to the backsliders. He's sending you to the ungodly. He can place the burden in your heart for your unsaved loved one until you saw a dream in the night. You say, excuse me, I don't mean any evil. But God showed me this last night. Please make your ways right. You say, oh, that is true. I've been having a lot of burden recently. A messenger. Are we in the position where God can comfortably have us as messengers? Are you just living for yourself? Or in your office, in your workplace, in your career, you are a messenger? If we are priests, then we are messengers. What is the assignment of the priest? Number seven is to make atonement for the people. Plead for forgiveness on their behalf. Leviticus chapter 4 verse 20. The Bible said, and he shall do with the bullock as he did with the bullock for a sin offering. And he shall do it with this. And the priest shall make an atonement for them. And he shall be forgiving them. Pleading for forgiveness on the behalf of the ungodly, make atonement. Hallelujah. When was the last time you asked God to pardon someone, forgive their sins, forgive their error? Very, very bitter people look for the sins of people. You ain't saying nothing. The normal person wants to dig your fault. You know, there are some agents of the devil possessed. They want to just excavate. Is there anything? Excavate and escalate. That's the wicked generation we live in, especially this internet age. How many people know that? How many of you know that many people have committed suicide because of internet? Whether by borrowing online. Young lady and a young man playing some kind of game ahead of this one in America, right? And this boy takes the naked picture of this girl online. She commits suicide on the spot. Whatever led to that wasn't right. But will you be a devil to kill a person like that? Will you be a total devil? What did anybody do to you that you will go to? Do you understand what I'm talking about? That's the world we live in. Very bad, wicked world of trying to see how to destroy people. But God said you are a priest, and the duty of the priest is to make atonement for the people. You plead on the behalf of God for people. Somebody came to me one time and he was telling me something. Did you know what this person, so-and-so person did? Oh, so-and-so person did. He was trying to talk to me about somebody, a man of God. And I said, do you know what it takes for God to prepare one man, a genuine man, one? Lord, please, let it not be real. Let it not be real. And God cleaned that satanic agenda. Couldn't see the light of day.
The person who was talking has found story to tell. But he didn't tell it to the right person because it was not a welcome story. Never be in the company of those who are looking for who to destroy. When they come close to you, say, you devil, I send you to hell with your destructive agenda. By the time we begin to do that to people, they won't know who to go to. You devil!
The priest makes atonement. He pleads for God to help the errors, the mistakes, the failures of the people. He asked God for help on behalf of the people. Somebody say amen. And finally, number eight, his duty is to stand in the gap of intercession. The gap of intercession for the people.
Priest's duty. Intercessory duty, intercessory assignment, stands in the gap. Many times we pray for ourselves, and that is good. But once in a while, let's do what Job did. Job chapter 42, verse 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. He turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. For his friends.
1 Samuel chapter 12 verse 23. Samuel the priest of God and the prophet. He said to Israel, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. Samuel considered it a sin not to pray for the people.
Stand in the gap for your nation. Ezekiel 22:30, I sought for a man that will stand in the gap. Stand in the gap for the church. Stand in the gap for the brethren. Stand in the gap for your pastor.
Stand in the gap. Pray. Paul the apostle said, pray for us. Ephesians 6, 18, 19. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. With perseverance and supplication for all saints
and for us and for me. Pray for me. Paul is asking, pray for me that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly
to make known the mystery of the gospel. You pray for your nation. Pray for the church. Pray for the brethren. Pray for your pastor. Stand in the gap. Stand in the gap. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 22 to verse 25. You look at that, and the Bible said, by so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continued ever, he has an unchangeable priesthood. For he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Take up your intercessory ministry, intercessory assignment as a priest. You may have been focusing on your life all this while. Begin to focus on others and see how God changes your life. What is the duty of priesthood? Let's go over it from number one. And I want you to say it after me. Number one, to bear the ark of the covenant. Number two, to stand before the Lord to minister unto him. Number three, to bless in the name of the Lord. Number four, to be the custodian of the knowledge of God and his word. Number five, to be the person from whom people seek the knowledge of God. Number six, to be a messenger for the Almighty. Number seven, to make atonement for the people. And number eight, to stand in the gap of intercession for the people. Now, what is the requirement or preparation of the priest? What is behind the making of the priest? Number one, is being born into the priesthood family. In the Old Testament, the priests were Levites. We just read that in Deuteronomy 10:8. He separated the Levites. The priests were Levites. They belonged to a family. The tribe of Simeon were not priests. The tribe of Judah were kings, not priests. And what does it mean to you today? Do I need to be born into a physical family now? No, we are talking of spiritual priesthood now. Being born into the family, 1 Peter 2:9, he said, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar, a holy nation, a peculiar people. The meaning of that is, to be this priest we are talking about, you must be born again. Our priesthood starts with our spiritual birth. Be born again. Being born into the priesthood family means being born again. Number two, requirement for the priest is being separated unto God. Separated. Separated. Separated, consecrated unto God. He said he separated the tribe of Levi. He separated the tribe of Levi. He separated them. You must be separate from your unbelieving friends. You must be separate from your unbelieving family members. You must be separate. Your life, something must be different about you. You must be separated from sin. Separated from certain lifestyles. You must be separated from certain associations. There are people that you cannot call friends. You know them. You are not angry with them, but you are not in the same. You don't fraternize with them. The priests are separated. They are consecrated. They are set apart. Many are not fulfilling their priesthood because they have not yet been set apart. Separated, consecrated, being separated unto God. Number three, living in the presence of God at the place of prayer. We say the priest and intercessor. You live in the presence of God. That is the life of priests. To stand before the Lord, where we read in Deuteronomy 10:8, to minister in his name. In the presence of the Lord, in prayer, in worship. And number four, being addicted to the word of God. To be a custodian of the word, you must be addicted to the word. Malachi chapter 2 verse 7, the priest's lips should keep knowledge. You are a depot, you are addicted. No day will pass without a scripture entering your spirit. No day, no day, no day without a scripture entering your spirit. No day, no day is permitted to pass. No day without a passage entering your spirit. Without meditating on the word, without receiving the word. Beloved, I welcome you unto our call of priesthood, and I believe it is a new day. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are, or your left hand in case you are still writing, and just appreciate God for his word. Lift up your right hand and just give him the praise. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh. You are worthy, oh, wonderful. Lift up your hands. Just be in that worship mood.
You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh.
Yeah! And you are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord.